Hello, friends. The preparation for the lesson was prepared by Africa. We'll start with an excerpt from letter 47 by Baal Sulam. Let me remind you the validity of love of friends, in spite of everything at this time. For it is upon this that our right to exist depends, and upon this our near to come success is measured. Hence, turn away from all the imaginary engagements and set your hearts on thinking thoughts and devising proper tactics to truly connect your hearts as one. So the words, love your friend as yourself, will literally come true in you. For a verse does not reach beyond the literal. And you will be cleaned by the thought of love that will cover all crimes. Test me in that and begin to truly connect in love. And then you will see the palate will taste.
Question for an active workshop. What is love of friends in relation to Exodus from Egypt? Again, what is love of friends in relation to Exodus from Egypt?
אהבת חברים זה הכל בעצם.
Love of friends is basically everything. It's determining that we are in Egypt. That happens in relation to love of friends when we try to exert in that and we see that we can't. And also the exodus from Egypt, the expression of it is that we come out of the rule of the ego to that of bestowal, and it's expressed in love between us.
Yeah, love of friends is truly everything, because that's the key to entering spirituality. And Baal Sulam tells us, test me now in that, and we're certain that this is the key.
And to come to love of friends, we have the advice of the Kabbalists that awaken the light upon us, and it takes us to love of friends. We have no other way to achieve it besides the actions that awaken the light, and the morning lesson is the hottest place to demand that.
The feeling that we have everything our will to receive brings us to the feeling that we have everything except for what's actually important in love, which is love and connection to one another. So the more we work on love of friends, we feel that it isn't revealed. We feel ourselves in exile and not in a place of abundance. And then we can begin to be ready to come out of Egypt and enter love of friends.
כן, אנחנו רואים גם כביכול מהסיפור.
Yeah, we also see from the story that Joseph and his brothers wanted to connect, and accordingly they went to Egypt to correct that shattering of the Kli, and as a result they go through this whole process for this recognition of evil and this correction to achieve bestowal and come out of the will to receive.
The effort and the work towards love of friends is where we reveal everything, including those discernments called Egypt, slavery in Egypt, exodus from Egypt, and so on and so forth.
To reach the first concern above our nature, we have to achieve some sense of love of friends. I don't know if that's the stage where we receive the Torah, but certainly to receive the light, to come out of Egypt, we have to achieve some level of love of friends, I suppose.
It's also the means by which we come out of our love of self, called Egypt, to love of friends. Or it's also an expression for how much we're able to come out.
It's also our path to come out of Egypt, and also just to feel in Egypt that also all is clarified through the connections between us. The better they are, the more they are towards love, the more we can move towards the exit.
Near, we've been searching through the night, from peak to peak and through the valleys for your light. A single breath is what's tying us to you, and now again we're returning home to you. 5,000 years we have wandered in the dark, with generations barely gripping to a spark of our love. Just a memory remains, and a hollow place waiting for the friends. Feel together that we share a single breath. Home, this is where we meet you. Home is where we never left. What's in store for those pressing on ahead? What great rewards for those willing to be led. Too long we've wandered, not knowing what to do. Now hand in hand you will lead us back to you. 5,000 years we have wandered in the dark, with generations barely gripping to a spark of our love. Just a memory remains, and a hollow place waiting for the friends. Home, where we feel together that we share a single breath. Home, this is where we meet you. Home is where we never left. All the fighting, all those hours on the road. Home, where the prayer of many is my brother's only hope. Is my brother's only hope. together, that we share a single bread. Home, this is where we meet you. Home is where we never left. Home, after all the fighting, all those hours on the road. Home, where the prayer of many is my brother's only hope. Is my brother's only hope.
Chers amis, du cri au l'ami,
dear friends, world clean. All of us are standing united, hand in hand, in this exodus from Egypt. The exile in Egypt is the entrance from our ego. We are preparing ourselves meticulously several days now in the daily lessons. And the lessons about incorporation and the power of prayer. And we know we are what we're supposed to do now, to rise above our ego, to escape it as it keeps growing. And the Creator will harden the heart of Pharaoh, and we know what we need to do in the ten to raise the love, the quality, the quantity to achieve the desire for pure bestowal, to draw the light that will correct us. That the Creator will direct us through this night in the path that leads to His palace, and together we will exit from Egypt. I'm giving the mic to Tuso for a silent workshop.
Silent workshop question. Let us ask the Creator, give the friends all the forces and the right intentions so that they enter the lesson as one man in one heart. Again, let us ask the Creator, give the friends all the forces and the right intentions so that they enter the lesson as one man in one heart.